Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on September 14th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic this morning. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, you're tired? Why are you tired? What have you been doing? What did you do last night?
You obviously weren't on Facebook last night because I was streaming live and I was posting. JB and I went to the forum to see Eric Clapton last night.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Exactly. And I picked up a T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny. Not a lot of people remember. Do you remember that? Do you remember that phrase back in the day?
I certainly
do.
The,
yeah. Yeah. Clapton is God. Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. I haven't seen him in several years.
Yeah.
He sounds incredible. The guy is 72, and his voice is if anything, stronger, deeper, richer than it's ever been. Yeah. And of course, his guitar playing is just phenomenal. As a matter of fact, when we were driving home last night, JB and I were talking, you know how on either side of the stage now at concerts they put the big screens, you know, or on top of the stage or next to the stage. The screens pretty much were close up of his hands on the guitar. Mm. You know, so I'm like, this guy, it's like, I know this sounds really silly, but he's using all 10 fingers at the same time.
No, that doesn't sound silly at all.
He's such an incredible guitar player, and you know, JB said something to me about this being his farewell tour, but he said he had a farewell tour 2 years ago. So I'm hoping it's not, but just in case, if it is, I'm glad I got to see him again. And Jimmy Vaughn opened for him, formerly known as Jimmy Ray Vaughn and the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yes.
Last time I saw Jimmy Ray Vaughan and the Fabulous Thunderbirds was at the Strand. Mm. Do you remember the Strand? Do you remember the club, the Strand?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's okay. It was at the corner of PCH and PV Boulevard. It then became Bristol Farms. You know, remember there was a Bristol Farms for a couple of years at the corner of PV and PCH?
Now, you know, I did not – I moved here first in the 90s. The
oh,
early
okay.
90s.
All right.
Does it predate
okay.
that?
There was a club called The Strand, an intimate supper club. And they had so many – we saw so many great bands there. Over the years, Chicago, and as I said, Jimmy Ray Vaughan, fabulous. Anyway, so we saw Jimmy Ray Vaughan, I'm going to guess, probably like 92. And
yeah,
he played the full set, and then he went off stage, and when he came back for the encore, guess who came out and played with him?
Who?
His brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Wait a minute.
And
Stevie Ray Vaughan, not tonight, not last night.
No, 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 no. You're not listening. No, 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 no. This was back in 92.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yes.
So Jimmy
wow.
Ray Vaughan and the fabulous Thunderbirds at the Strand, when he came back for his encore, his brother Stevie Ray Vaughan came out with him, and they played another three or four songs or something together. And you know, it was the only time I got to see Stevie Ray Vaughan, whom I absolutely adore, whatever. And like 6 or 8 months later, he died in that helicopter crash.
Wow.
After we
yeah.
saw him. Anyway, right. That was the last time I saw Jimmy Ray Vaughan. So I saw him again last night, and he sounds terrific. He sounds so much like his brother. And
yeah.
then, after Jimmy Ray Vaughan, Gary Clark Jr. played a set. Now
right.
I can't remember the order. I can't remember who's been touring. One of them, either Jimmy or Gary, has been touring with Eric, and at the last minute for this show, they added the other one. I don't know if it was Jimmy or Gary. So it was three separate bands. So we got home late. It was a long show. We got home late. But they, I mean, you know, three phenomenal guitar players.
Yeah,
just boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it was quite a show, and it was great. And you know, and I have not been to the Forum since the Lakers played there. So how many years ago was that?
Well,
I mean, we used
13,
to go to the
yeah.
Forum to see. Yeah, and I haven't been to a concert at the Forum since then, and I forgot what a great venue it is. It's a terrific venue. There's not a bad seat in the house. And this is interesting because somebody gave us these tickets. And so, you know, I was like, I don't care where the seats are. You know, I'm getting tickets to see Clapton for free. I don't care. They were dead center. They were dead center to the stage, up a level behind, what's the board, the soundboard? You know, where the
yeah.
engineers. So, and they had a huge one. So we were behind that, but we were up a level. And we
yeah.
were, our seats backed up to the platform where the spotlights are.
Yeah.
So there was nobody behind us, and there the stairs that took you out, it was just one flight of stairs down. There was a men's and a women's room right there. and an entry right there. So literally, in 30 seconds, I could get out of my chair and be outside or run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's like the secret men's and women's room and the secret entry. It was the weirdest thing, but it was so convenient.
Wow.
You know, so in between bands, you know, we would get up and go outside. And then outside, I don't know if you've been to the Forum yet, but outside the patio or I don't know what you call it, around the Forum, there's like a concrete, wide concrete walkway, but they've put out chairs and tables and sofas and lounges and they have all of these food and drink setups, you know, bars and different types of foods and food carts and stuff.
So
you go through security in the parking lot, and then once you're there, you can go in and out of the building all you want.
Did you save your tickets? Because I want to know where you sat, because that might be the perfect place to sit, that area.
Yes, I did save my tickets. I save all my tickets. I've saved all of my tickets from every concert I've ever go to. I have cookie tins full of tickets, so yes, I have
them. Okay, good. We might have
matter
to
fact,
dig through the cookie tins.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to go through the cookie tin later today to see what other Eric Clapton concerts I've gone to, because I've seen him all over. I've seen him in Madison Square Garden. I've seen him at Universal Studios. I've seen him all over the place. Yeah, great concert. I think it's a five-night show. Last night was opening night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think he's playing. So I don't know if it's sold out yet, but if anybody wants to go,
yeah.
Eric Clapton
yeah.
is in fine form.
Okay. Fantastic.
Speaking of music.
Yeah. I want to go. I also want to celebrate music and philanthropy. And we have discovered a new organization, and we're going to get to talk with them today. It's going to be fantastic. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Kara Wozner, co-founder of Betty's Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization benefiting Alzheimer's disease research. Now, Kara and her brother Clint started the foundation to raise money for Alzheimer's research through music. Their grandma Betty's connection to music stayed with her as she advanced in the stages of the disease. Now, even in the late stages, when she could no longer speak or perform basic physical functions, her eyes would still light up to a song, and she would still tap her feet to a beat. Now, since its inception in 2008, Betty's Foundation has raised over $75,000. All proceeds are directly donated to two of the top Alzheimer's research facilities in the country, UCI Mind of the University of California, Irvine, and the Lou Ruvo Center in Las Vegas, an affiliate of the Cleveland Clinic. They also donate to Music and Memory, an organization that provides music as therapy to patients suffering with Alzheimer's disease. Now, Betty's Foundation hosts an annual Roots Music Festival called Remember the Music, which will take place on Saturday, September 23rd at Ernie Hallett Park. And this is in conjunction with the 60th anniversary celebration for the city of Rolling Hills Estates. Now, this all-ages music festival features Roots-inspired contemporary bands, including Branches, Ruby Force, Elijah Ocean, The Hopeful Giants, and Earthworm Ensemble. Attendees can set up blankets and chairs on the general admission lawn or listen in style under the VIP tent and enjoy local brews by Smog City, The Dudes, Hop Saint, Yorkshire Square, and wine from Rebel Coast Winery. Food will also be available for purchase from Miso Hungry Truck, Timex Cucina, the Grilled Cheese Chuck, and Kona Ice. Now, there's going to be arts and crafts, a silent auction, pony rides, petting zoo, hay jumping pit, equestrian events, and more. The city celebration begins at 9 a.m., and live music starts at 1:30 in the afternoon and will run through 7:30 p.m. Welcome to the show, Kara. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jackie and Joe. I'm so thrilled to be here and to talk about what we're doing. And I couldn't have said all that any better, Jackie. It's like you've been doing this with us all these years.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at writing intros over the last 6 years. So. Yeah.
That's excellent. We should put you on the road. If you want to volunteer, let us know.
What an organization. I mean, we have not met Betty's Foundation before. So right off the bat, Kara, just tell us, what is Betty's Foundation?
Like Jackie said, Betty's Foundation is inspired by our grandmother, who suffered from Alzheimer's disease for 16 years, and it was that connection to music that really inspired my brother, Clint. He had this idea to raise funds for Alzheimer's disease research through music because of that and connection, and because it stayed with her, you know, throughout her progression with Alzheimer's. And, you know, he would tell his wife, Holly, about this, this dream of his, and she decided to file with the federal and state to make us an official foundation and federally mm-hmm. recognized, and gave it to my brother as a gift for Christmas in 2008, and was like, I've heard you talk about this, and we can, like, let's take this to the next level. Like, I really think we can do this. And it was just, I mean, it floored him, it floored a whole family. We're all crying. I mean, it was just like such a special thing that she did. And since then we've just been kind of working our tails off, you know, very grassroots. We all have full-time jobs, and the three of us formed the board. And, you know, with help of many of our friends and family, we've just been able to kind of keep the momentum and collaborate and have this festival or this concert every year. But this is the first time we've taken it to this level and to the South Bay with Rolling Hills.
Okay, I have to jump in here because, Joe,
sure.
You know, I have been you know, doing my website and the show for over 6 years now, right? And I pretty much know everything that's going on in the South Bay. I mean, would you agree, Joe? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say more than any other living human being.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. I just wanted to make sure somebody confirmed that. But anyway, when I got a query through my website about this event, and I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, whoa. I was reading about it since 2008. I'm like, why haven't I not heard of this before? I mean, it really freaked me out, Kara. I was like, how could this be going up, happening up on the hill, and I don't know about it? And I was thinking,
right.
Oh, my God, I failed at my job. I'm awful. I need to crawl back under the rock I came out from under. I was so upset that I had never heard of this before. So you have to explain to people why South Bay by Jackie has never heard of this before.
Well, when we started, the very first Remember the Music happened at the Mint and here on Pico in L.A., which I'm sure you know the Mint.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, iconic club through the years in Los Angeles. And we did it a couple years there. And then we moved on to the Hotel Cafe and we did a couple years there. And we've taken it down to Orange County one year in Santa Ana, and then that's when we had Shelby Lynn, actually, that year, which was really cool. And then we moved up to Long Beach and had it at the Federal Bar at the Underground a couple years. And so the idea, though, like Clint had, was really – he really wanted it to be this festival, you know, where it could be family-related and all ages and where everybody could participate, because up to this point we've been doing it in these clubs, and it's, you know, nighttime. You like all our friends had to get babysitters to be able to come to our show. So
necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Right. So Clint reached out because we wanted to have it in. That's they moved my brother and his wife, and he's got three kids. They moved to Rancho Palos Verdes, and they have, you know, building a community in that area now, and so we have a lot of network and wanted it to be at a park. And so started reaching out, and he reached out to the city about Ernie Howlett. And they were like, hey, we do this anniversary celebration every year. We would love to collaborate with you, and you guys bring entertainment and we do this together. And so it's really been amazing. They've been so supportive. And it's helping us because of all the things that we've never done as far as, you know, pony rides and
right, all the other stuff outside the music,
All those things are coming with it that they already do, and now we're bringing it to another level with bringing, you know, the bands and the big stage and the VIP tent and, you know, that kind of thing. And the local breweries and the winery and all that. So it's kind of, we're combining our efforts to make the celebration a bigger thing and hoping that it makes it more successful. And all the while supporting Alzheimer's disease, which, you know, is true to our heart.
Right,
wow,
right.
That's kismet.
Now,
kismet.
I don't...
Yeah.
Kara, I don't know where I read this, but where did I read that, you know, Betty, as she was declining... at the end of her life, would still tap her feet to music, and that was part of the inspiration that she still loved music so much her whole life that it never left her, even at the worst of times.
Well, that's true. That's kind of the inspiration behind the whole foundation and why we, you know, put on Remember the Music, because she did remember the music throughout her progression. But what we're understanding and what we're, as we, you know, we make relationships with researchers and foundations like Music and Memory, is that that part of the brain that holds music and those memories doesn't get affected by Alzheimer's disease. And so that was also why it was something that's so recognizable for her. And that's why people now use it in therapy and, you know, with not just Alzheimer's, but other dementias. So it is truly the inspiration and why, you know, music can, you know, it shifts moods and, you know, it's therapy for everybody. Like music's in so many different parts of our lives and communities, you know, and it makes sense because that part of the brain is kind of solitary to like holding that, you know?
You know, right. That's so interesting. And I have to say that it sounds, Kara, like you grew up in a home where there was music all the time. I mean, it was the same with my family. Both of my parents were big lovers of music. I will never forget every Saturday morning we had to do chores, and my dad would put on what was it back then? A phonograph? It was like a big unit that sat in your living room.
Oh, yeah,
it had
right.
the turntable in it and everything. I can't remember what it was called, but he would put on so I grew up with, you know, all of the, you know, the swing band, big bands, and even further back. And so we always there was always music in our house. And listening to you tell your grandmother's story, it's like how much did she remember of the music? Was it, did she remember the songs? Like, did she, or like, was she still singing words to it, or was she kept a beat?
Yeah, she would keep a beat mostly. I mean, there were in the, not the furthest, the latest stages, because she had it so long and progressed so much that at the very end, she could barely speak. You know, it takes away so much, but she definitely could, you know, still tap her toes and she would want to dance, because my grandmother and grandpa, they grew up dancing together, and they were square dance champions in like 1954, 55. And my grandfather's grandpa or his father was a square dance caller. And so they would go to it was the second floor of a local grocery store, and the dancing vibrations would knock the produce off the shelves downstairs because they were like, you know, getting down. And so that was their thing. So like growing up, we would go to weddings and, you know, parties and anniversaries, or, you know, they would go to their high school reunions, and they would just get down. And that was their thing. Mm-hmm. And so even when she couldn't really recognize a lot, you know, if she would just be kind of silent sitting, music would play, and she would want to, you could see she was motivated to want to dance or like enjoy it somehow. And earlier in her stages, she did remember lyrics to hymns, but wouldn't remember, you know, her relatives' names, you know, that kind of stuff. So it definitely stuck with her.
You know, I love that because God forbid anything ever happens to me where I start forgetting things. I would hate to think that I'd forget the music, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, please let me keep that. At least let me keep that, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. I love this. So now we are looking forward to Remember the Music. We're looking forward to participating with Betty's Foundation. What is the order of events going to be for this event? Who are we going to see here?
The city celebration of the Rolling Hills Estate 60th anniversary, it's going to start around 9:00 in the morning, and they're going to have their special activities. There's going to be the Scouts flag ceremony. The mayor's going to do a welcome. There's going to be a comedy juggler act and a wild animal show. And they're going to have equestrian events, you know, like horsemanship events and trail obstacles and fun stuff like that. And that's going to go from 9 until about 1:00. And some of those things are going to stick around, like the pony rides, the petting zoo. There's going to be a hay jumping pit, like a pile of hay. You can, like, go and jump in it. And a corn pit for the kids, you know, but there might be some adults that are going to, you know, be in
That's something I had never heard of before. When I was reading the, writing up the intro, I was like, a hay jumping pit. What on earth is that?
I think you have to be grow up around hay to understand what that means.
What that reminds me of is like when, you know, years ago, parents could say, hey, go out and find a stick and have some fun.
Right, totally. go climb
outside.
A tree, do something. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know,
climb a tree.
You know, You know what my parents used to tell us when they wanted us to get out from under there? They used to say, go out and play with traffic.
Well, that's a whole nother level, Jackie.
New York for you.
Yeah, we grew up in New York. So it was like, go out and play with the traffic. Yeah, that was our thing, yeah.
Yeah, in Ohio, you did jump in hay and leaves
okay.
and sticks and, yeah.
Okay, so adults can do this too. Adults can do this too, right? It's not just for the kids, right?
I have no idea. We'll see. I mean, I think, you know, Jack, if you want to show up and give it a try, I think we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm always willing to try something new. What'd you do? I did a hay jump. All right.
Right.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Continue. I want to hear what else is going on.
Oh, that's okay. And there's also going to be food trucks there from 9 a.m. to 7, which you mentioned, Jackie, the four that are going to be there, the Miso Hungry, the Timex, Kachina, Big Cheese, and Kona Ice.
I love the grilled cheese truck. Love. Of the grilled cheese truck, yes.
There's like so many different kinds. They just make so many different, yeah, super inventive. And the Miso Hungry truck, we're really excited. They're actually also catering our VIP tent. So they're going to be available for regular festival goers, but also they're providing the food for our, you know,
what,
the high rollers.
What kind of food is Miso Hungry? I'd never heard of that before.
I think they do like small, like, monster-sized punch bites of basically, like, burgers and, you know, like, little, almost like sliders, but they're, like, super flavorful little bites of things. So,
okay.
And they do me different, so you know, salads and stuff like that, too. Yeah.
Me so hungry.
And then the music's going to start at 1:30, and that's really exciting. We've got five awesome artists coming and supporting this, driving the rest of the afternoon up until 7:30. And the first band is Earthworm Ensemble, and they're like a bluegrass, you know, family band, basically, and they take spins on traditional songs. And so it'll be a good transition from the kids' events in the morning to this, you know, kind of family-oriented, get the music started. So they'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to have the Hopeful Giants, and they're also like a, you know, roots-inspired, you know, bluegrass country, Americana, you know, that genre of, it's so, Americana is so, you know, general, but it's that kind of music for all these bands. And then Eliza Ocean, who's a singer-songwriter, who's making some headway in the L.A. scene. And Ruby Force, who is kind of a powerhouse vocalist. And then finally, the big kind of ensemble will be Branches, which is, they're like a indie-driven rock, you know, folk instrumental, pop inspiration, Americana band, too. So it's going to be good.
You know,
wow.
Joe, you know, you can speak to this. Roots music obviously has been around for hundreds of years, but it's had a huge comeback in the last, you know, I guess I would have to say about the time that movie came out, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you remember that movie with George Clooney?
Of course.
I think since then, suddenly roots music is hot because Joe and I, we've gone to some shows and there's a lot more, like everybody seems to have a stand-up base now, you know what I mean?
they had these
bands at the Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. I saw some of those bands down at Music on the Meadows in Terranea a couple of years ago. It's very hot.
I remembered, and I was right, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou wins Album of the Year Grammy in 2002.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This is one of the first times I remember a soundtrack album from a movie winning a Grammy. It was
that
huge.
I bought that CD. I actually have that CD. Because we were here. we were hearing stuff that was, well, different to the masses.
Right.
I know it's still popular. It's always been popular in other parts of the country. I'm thinking of the Hollers of Tennessee and Kentucky and stuff like that. But as I said, it's been around forever. But it's now made its way to the big stage, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, right. For sure. We've had several bands
amazing.
That are similar into that genre. Through the years of our Remember the Music concerts, and it's kind of all been in that realm, that same kind of music, because that's kind of what we grew up on. That kind of, because like you said, roots has been around for hundreds of years, and it's really, you know, it's the kind of music we feel like our grandma and grandpa would sit down and get down to as well, you know, in the current day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
right.
It's translatable, you know.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand. It's funny, you know, Joe, this music getting a broader stage goes hand in hand. I think they were the ones that, it all kind of goes hand in hand with the craft beer scene and all those beards.
Beards.
Right?
Beards. It's
like beards.
It's
yeah.
Portland.
Yeah. It all kind of happened at the same time. There was this big cauldron, and a little music went in, and a little bit of beer went in, and a little bit of beards, a lot of facial hair happening, and it all went into the mix, and this is what came out, I think.
So, is this going to be, Kara? Is this going to be a regular event? Remember the Music?
Yes, I mean, this is our 8th annual, and we're hoping that, you know, this is successful with the city celebration, and that we'll do this every year with them, and that this becomes, you know, this is what we've graduated to in all of our efforts. That, and you know, I think that they're happy with us, we're happy with them. It's just been a really great collaboration. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can't predict the future, but I would say, yeah, that's what we're hoping for sure.
Well, you better get ready, because I'm sensing not only is it easy to get to, it's easy mm-hmm. to find and to navigate to. It's right off of Hawthorne Boulevard, but mm-hmm. you've got a sort of a mixture of things there that people are hungry for. I mean, pony rides.
Hay jumps.
This is going to be huge.
I really hope so.
I think it is, because, you know, outside of Terranea, there aren't two. I mean, you have the Norris Theater, obviously, but indoor venue. Mm-hmm. But there, outside of a couple of the, what's the big street fair? They have live music at that. There's not
Street Fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. There's not really a music festival on the hill, right?
Right.
That's
right.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, and Ernie Hallett Park, great venue. I mean,
it's beautiful.
I think this is going to be huge. I think this is going to be huge because,
right.
as Joe just said,
right.
you know, if the kids, it's family oriented, you know. People tell me all the time, when I'm out and about and at events and stuff, people tell me all the time that they appreciate how much I'm big on free stuff. All right.
Events,
things that are open to everybody that are free to go to, and people, mm-hmm. especially people with young children, really appreciate that, because you know, they hate to pay for something, go, and then one of the kids gets tired and starts screaming and they have to leave and they spent all that money. So they really appreciate these free family events. And as I mentioned, there's the general lawn area. And then there's going to be like a VIP tent, right?
Right. Yeah. So the VIP tent, they are sold out, which is awesome. Over 100 people confirmed for that area. And general admission, it is a $15 admission to get into the concert portion of the,
right.
of the festival. And
right.
But
mm-hmm.
kids 12 years and younger get in free. So we wanted
yes.
it to be, you know, if mom and dad want to come and sit down and have a beer on the lawn with their blanket or their their chair or whatever, and their kids can run around for free and enjoy the music. That's what we wanted, it to be accessible to people and not be too expensive. And then that $15 directly goes to, you know, our nonprofit and to Alzheimer's disease research. And so we're not asking, I don't think, a lot. And I hope that, you know, everybody shows up. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the VIP, the VIP adults is sold out. That's one indication that it's going to be huge.
We hope so. I mean, we are tried and true supporters of Betty Foundation year after year. You know, a lot of those people that we know that support our cause and support our lives, you know, they step up and they snag those tickets and they wanted to sit in the shade. And but, you know, I looked at the weather report. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, mid-70s, just sunny, perfect, like not too hot, just comfortable, you know. So
you mean like
I'm thinking,
a normal day in Southern California?
Oh, my gosh, I know, right? But it's been so hot lately, you know. I was worried. I thought, oh, gosh, what if it's 90 degrees out there and everybody's just, you know, miserable. But
yeah.
I'm excited
yeah.
it's cooled off a little bit. And, you know, you might need a jacket after 5 o'clock. So that's kind of cool. So
unbelievable. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So now about this event, we're going to talk a little bit more about it as we give contact information and all that for people to get tickets and to find out more. But let's talk a little bit about what Betty's Foundation is looking to do. I mean, you know, you're going to have a successful event. I think we know you're going to have a successful event. But what is Betty's Foundation? What do you guys want to do ultimately? I mean, what are some of the things that you want to do that maybe other organizations that raise money for Alzheimer's disease don't do?
Well, I think there's a collective effort between all Alzheimer's organizations that we want to fund research for a cure. I mean, Alzheimer's disease is you know, one of the only dementia diseases and are major causes of death, basically, in our community that doesn't have really a cure or, you know, there's treatment, but there's no way of getting out of it. And I think that, you know, scientists are hitting the pavement, they're making, you know, headway, but it's been a lot of years with a lot of mystery. And so our goal primarily is to fund research and for a cure and also create awareness that this isn't just something that old people need to be aware of because, you know, we're a young organization. We started when we were in our 20s and 30s. And that this is something that actually is going to impact our community heavily in the next several years. You know, statistically, if you look at what Alzheimer's Association and, you know, several organizations publish, you know, this is going to impact our community greatly and like hundreds of billions of dollars of need for just care for people with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. So our biggest goal is to donate directly to the most progressive researchers. And that's why, as Jackie mentioned in the opening, we donate to the UCI Mind, Irvine Institute for Memory and Impairments and Neurological Disorders in Orange County, and the LuRuvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas, which is an affiliate of the Cleveland Clinic. And then also Music and Memory, which is this great organization that, you know, just is so in line with what we understand and believe with music and its, you know, support with patients. So I think that's the difference maybe, is that we've met these researchers, we've met the doctors, we've held brains in our hands when we first started out. We went to the lab and talked about this machine costs this much money, you know, to like really understand what we're doing and be connected in that way. And, you know, like I said, we're 100% volunteer, so we're not supporting ourselves with any of the money we raise. So.
Right. Right.
You know, I have to say that it's a double-edged sword. Joe and I on this show have spoken numerous times about what we call the silver tsunami or the senior tsunami, which is where we are in the thick of it. Starting a few years ago, every day 10,000 Americans are going to turn 60, right? So and what, you know, we're living healthier lives, so we're living longer, right? If we're fortunate enough to have our parents live, you know, well into their 80s, 90s, people are living into their hundreds. It's not rare anymore. But as you're older, your body functions don't work as well. Your cells don't regenerate the way they used to. You break down, you know. So so it's a double-edged sword. You're lucky enough to have a parents living into their 90s, but you're going to have to deal with these health issues. Alzheimer's is one of the big ones, right?
I read
something recently where they said, you know, cancer is going to be number one on the list of, you know, soon, because we're living so long and our cells just don't work the way they used to. That this article was saying we're pretty much all going to get cancer of some sort. So as I said, double-edged sword. You know, my mother is 90. What is my mother? 92, 93.
Yeah.
You know, a generation ago this wasn't normal, but now you're right, Cara. The impact, and you can see it everywhere. I mean, even just the commercials, the advertisements on the radio, in the papers, on TV, you see all of these commercials for A Place for Mom. You know, all these facilities, because, you know, it's like a whole new industry almost. I mean, it's always been around, but not on the scale it is, and it's going to get bigger, right?
Yeah, I mean, Alzheimer's is basically becoming more common in people. You know, a lot of, like, when we've been going out and doing this for so many years, and it's amazing how every time we talk to somebody, they know somebody in their family or are related to somebody or have a friend or someone in their life that has been affected by Alzheimer's disease. And it's like every time we have a conversation, it's somebody. And, you know, it's the only top 10 cause of death that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed down. So it's like, you know, it's going to definitely impact. And like you said, the cost of care and what it's doing to, will do to our community. I mean, more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease right now, but what they project is by 2050, which is 30 years from now, that number could rise to 16 million. So it's like, wow, it's gonna triple.
Right.
Wow. And so that's why we're so, you know, the funding research is so important for Betty's Foundation because of that reason.
Okay. So there's a need to give. How do people, if they want to donate to Betty's Foundation, what's the easiest way for them to do so?
Well, it's really easy. You can donate to Betty's Foundation by going to our website, which is bettysfoundation.org, and there is a donate button, and you can click on there, and it's basically a payment through PayPal. If you don't want to go through, you know, our website, you can write a check to Betty's Foundation and mail it, which our address is on our website. You could come to our festival. You know, we're also going to have a silent auction tent, which is going to be with, like, so many amazing, amazing silent auction items. You can go there and, you know, pay $15 to get in, but then walk in. If you want to give more than that, you can go into the silent auction tent and, you know, do a bidding war with somebody on Disneyland tickets, you know? So, so all those silent auction items were donated by all these wonderful organizations, and a lot of them in the South Bay, a lot of communities, you know, local restaurants for gift certificates, or, you know, the local gym, or, you know, massage place, stuff like that. And they all donated there in kind, and now if somebody, you know, bids on that, then that money goes directly then to our, the research that we're going to donate to. So.
Right.
I love I love that you're working with the city on this. I love that that came together the way you said it did. I love that that they were open to it. You know, so many,
yeah.
You know, that's Joe. Again, Joe and I are always saying the South Bay, I think, is a very unique place. And that a lot of that is because of the how willing people are to work together.
Yeah, come together.
You know,
yeah, they've been super supportive. I mean, just amazing. So it's been really a great relationship.
You know, Joe, don't we hear story after story after story like that about how people approach another group or organization or a city and they open their arms. They open their arms.
Right.
I don't see that. I've never seen that happen anyplace else other than the South Bay.
Right. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, this is the hallmark of a really great community. So you will find communities like this everywhere, but it's not common, I guess, in big cities.
I don't think it is. I mean, a lot of times, like, somebody has something set up. You know, let's say just for instance, so the Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series on the beach, right? They've been doing this for years, and it's very successful. And if another organization approached them, they're not saying, no, this is our thing, go do your own thing. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
no, we don't need you. We don't need you type of thing. But we don't see that. I've never heard of it in the South Bay. It's a very special place.
Yeah. Right. And we've also gotten some, I mean, honestly, this concert is, it costs money to put on these things, you know? And so we've had to raise a lot of money in order to even get the door open. And our sponsors have been super supportive. And some of those are also local businesses in the South Bay, like Premier Bank of Palos Verdes, who is not only sponsoring the Remember the Music portion, but also the city celebration. National Merchants Association is a huge organization, and they're based out of Temecula. And they're dear friends of ours and have supported Betty Foundation year after year, and they're our title sponsor. So they were a huge help to us. And the Condo Group, which is a local realty organization, and Line Space, which is a graphic design organization or business in downtown L.A., and the T-shirt agency, which is helping us every year with printing our T-shirts. And then Maniassi, I think that's how you say it. It's an insurance services, also local in the South Bay. And then year after year, KTSN, 88.5 FM, they work with us and they do PA spots for us. And they're going to run those for the next 5 days. And help support, and they just actually merged with another organization down in the South Bay, and it's one of the biggest mergers in public radio history as far as airspace.
Right.
So 88.5 is so great that we're, you know, getting all this wonderful support.
Wow. Fantastic.
I love this.
Yeah, Kara, and you began mentioning some sponsors, Kara, but let's be sure to mention all of them. What other sponsors do you have?
Well, those are the majority, the big
title.
Sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the title sponsors.
Right.
The city also had sponsorships as well, which I think Providence, a little company of Mary Medical Center, and Waste Management is also a supporter. And like I said, Premier Bank, they're supporting the city as well. So that's presented on. They're the presenter of the city celebration. So they've been, you know, huge supporters. But all those small businesses, like I said, that donated for our silent auction, you know, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, even Pacific Park, the Santa Monica Pier. But like the coffee gallery backstage, which that's local, Comedy and Magic Club, Lucky Strike, Bowling, Peninsula Sports Camps, The Wonder of Dinosaurs, Fresh Brothers Party, Pizza Party, South Bay Cheer, 360. Like, there's so many people. Polly's Pies, you can get a monthly pie, like one, a pie once a month from Polly's Pies if you come.
Oh,
you
gosh.
you, you mentioned one of my favorite companies, WM, Waste Management. Love their URL, WM.com. Also, their ticker symbol on New York Stock Exchange is WM. If you want to invest in a company that has an unlimited potential in the future, try WM.
Oh, we're getting hot stock tips. All right.
See, you got to think green, right? You got to think green.
Yeah, think green. That's how they think, and it's amazing what they're doing. They are powering trucks on the gas that they recover from waste that they process. This is the future. I love waste management.
Well, they're gonna take all the trash that comes from our, you know, food trucks and our beer vendors, all the happy trash that leaves our festival. They're gonna collect that all for
us. Happy trash.
Which I do want to mention the breweries one more time: Hop Saint Brewing Company, the Dudes Brewing Company, Smog City, and Yorkshire Square. They're all gonna participate, and they've donated some of their proceeds as well to our special day. And Rebel Coast Winery, which is this awesome group of guys that are going to bring the wine for the day.
We know them well.
The founder, or one of the co-founders of that, his grandfather is suffering terribly right now with Alzheimer's disease, and so this hit home for him. But it's amazing how time and time, we'll reach out to people, and it's like, this is a cause that's dear to them, and so they can get behind it, and that's, you know, makes all the difference that we're kind of doing this, like you said, Jackie, as a community, you know?
Yeah. Right. Well, as you said, most people are going to be dealing with this. Everybody is going to know somebody or have somebody in their family that is dealing with this terrible disease. But I love that your grandmother still recognize the music. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I think it's something we all need to remember, right? You know, so that when we're dealing with it with a family member, you know, music, chances are the music will help them. Yeah.
100%. I mean, that's behind the mission for Music and Memory, the foundation that we support. And they provide actually iPods to senior centers and nursing home staff and care centers, some other, you know, related digital audio system to enable those struggling with Alzheimer's disease and dementia and other cognitive, you know, challenges to reconnect with the world through music triggered memories. And that's what, you know, brings that life in people, you know, these patients. And so I think you're right. Like, we have to remember that and remember the music, and that's why we coined the phrase, we trademarked the name, because I think it's just so important that we do remember the music through any time, you know, all times. I mean, recent events and hard times, usually music can, you know, bring out hopefully the best in that community and that goodness in you, you know.
Kara, I am so proud to be associated with an organization here at the South Bay Show that is associated with Remember the Music, because what you guys are doing by trademarking the name, getting the URL, rememberthemusic.com, rememberthemusic.org, those things allow others to get involved and to really, you know, link to you and to really promote you and generate more funds and hopefully find a cure faster.
Yeah, thanks so much. I mean, we're so grateful for you guys giving us this opportunity, this platform to talk about what we're doing. And you can find us on Facebook. We have a Remember the Music page. We have a Betty's Foundation page. We have Instagram pages. So if anybody wants to connect or, you know, reach out in any way, it's the three of us. It's Clint, Holly, and myself. And so they know they're getting a person, you know, and that we care and that we want to connect with you too. So, like you said, we all want to make a difference, in, you know, with this cause.
Right.
Betty's Foundation Roots Music Festival called Remember the Music. It's taking place on Saturday, September 23rd at Ernie Hallett Park. Is that not this weekend? It's the following weekend, Kara?
Yeah.
Following weekend.
Yeah, right.
Following
yeah,
weekend.
Not this Saturday,
and,
but the next. Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's in conjunction with the 60th anniversary celebration for the City of Rolling Hills Estates. The stuff is going to start at 9 a.m. And then the music, there's going to be a bunch of stuff, you know, I'm sure people are going to get up and talk and historical stuff and, you know, all that stuff. And then the music mm-hmm. festival starts at 1:30. It's going to run through 7:30. General admission lawn, $15 for adults, kids 12 and under get them free. There's a VIP tent, but we're hearing that it's sold out. I don't know if people call and beg, can they get in the VIP tent?
Well, we don't want to turn anyone away, but I think we've squeezed about as many people as we can to this tent.
All right, okay.
But,
all right,
you know,
who needs a stinking VIP tent? The general lawn is going to be where it's happening, right?
But you know what we do still have is VIP parking available. Even if you wanted to get a general admission ticket, you can still pay for, like, VIP parking right outside of the festival, because you know there's parking along the Hawthorne, and then across the street there'll be a shuttle bus that brings people over. But you can park VIP right outside of everything, so that's also, you know, that's pretty cool. You can roll up,
you know,
and
cool.
You know, I'm not kidding about that stinking VIP tent, because I've gone to several festivals, Music on the Meadows. I've done a couple of years in a row, and you know, they invite me, you know, because we have them on the show, so they invite me to these things. So I one year I went down with my husband, and we were in the VIP tent, and the VIP tent was so far removed from the stage and the fun on the lawn. I was like, okay, I don't want to be up here. I want to be down there. So the next year, we went and did the general lawn admission, which was way more fun. So,
right. Honestly, we've positioned the VIP tent prime area right near the stage, not right close, but like, you know, open view. And then we've allowed like part of the little hill with, there's some trees and stuff with, there'll be shade and whatever, so everybody along that can sit together, you know, in the general mission. So it's really this intimate space that I honestly think there's not a bad seat in the house.
Ah, great. This is going to be exciting, Kara. This is going to be really exciting. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Jackie. And Joe, we really appreciate it.
I always love hearing about new things, and especially when I realize that it is actually new, that I didn't miss something. So that's exciting.
You didn't miss it. Yeah.
All right. All right, Joe, we got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap it up. 2 minutes to go. Thank you so much, Kara. Woosner?
Woosner.
Woosner.
Yeah.
Kara
Woosner.
Woosner.
Yeah.
Woosner.
It's Austrian.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the Austrian
Thank you so
School
much.
Of Economics. From the Austrian School of Economics. Kara Woosner. Woosner, thank you so much for joining us today, because Betty's Foundation is amazing. RememberTheMusic.org. RememberTheMusic.org. September 23rd, presented by National Merchants Association. Live music, a hay jumping event. You can't miss this. It's going to be fantastic. And thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I couldn't be more happy to be here, and I really appreciate this time, and you guys are wonderful, and I'm so glad you guys support what we're doing. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, we had so much fun, but like we've said the whole hour, this is something that's going to affect every single one of us. Even if someone in your family doesn't suffer directly from this disease, your neighbor does on either side of you, your neighbor across the street, your coworkers to the left and the right of you. Everyone knows someone that's affected by this disease. Let's get together and fight and cure this disease together. We applaud what you guys have been doing.
Thank you so much, Joe. So couldn't have said it better. Definitely.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much.